Welcome to Riverbend Talent on WBGZ. Brought to you by the Halpin Music Company.
Also brought to you by Matt Van Voorhis of Macias Insurance and Pigpen.
I'm brought to you by Matt Van Voorhis, and you're brought to you by Halpin. I don't know. I know Alex Honke's brought to you by Michael Kreider. Bum, 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 bum. There you go.
Yeah.
Of Michael Kreider Farmers Insurance. I said the bump, 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 and I figure everybody knows. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Sound recognition. I'm going for that. Hey, welcome to Thursday night in the Riverbend area, everybody.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you next week. Hey, good night and good luck.
Well, those are the people that are like, oh, these guys are on.
So,
wanted to say bye to them.
Right. I like to listen to the first 10 seconds of these guys, and I'm done. Oh, my. So there we go.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a Thursday night, and tonight is a big one for us because we got a pretty special guest on.
Yeah.
Jody Hopper's going to be our guest. Now, we actually interviewed her last week.
This is like fourth appearance, maybe?
Yeah. Well, you know.
No, that's how special.
I was going to say it's a... If we could have her here every week, dog and everybody that we talk about would be perfect. Telling us about the days they didn't know how to tune a guitar.
Yeah.
Jody owned a local store here with her late husband, Don. And
people don't know that, though.
That's why I'm saying it. That's why
No, actually, I think everyone does know that. That's, you know, the people that know.
I figure there might be one person out there that don't.
No, they tuned out when they heard us come on.
That was the person hitting the dial.
I'm watching everybody.
Hurry up, Martha. Turn it off. I hate these guys.
I got Bluetooth. I can watch anybody.
Well, Jody and Robert Shaw, Jody Hopper, Robert Shaw, going to be our guest tonight. Hopperfest happening this weekend at VFW. We'll talk all about it during the interview, but we got to fly through the gigs first so we can get to that interview.
You can fly. I'm going to walk.
You're going to walk?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to kick back and watch it happen.
Everyone's headed down to the opening of the night market tonight.
Yeah, big night going on down there.
At the Pocket Park next to Jacoby's.
And Hookie.
Yeah, well, that's at 7. So I'm sure there's something going on right now.
Yeah, probably a good
time. I think the sea shanty guys should walk down there and do some sea shanties.
I think as soon as they, I don't know if walk would be the proper word, stagger.
Fly.
Schwet,
you
fly,
like flying.
Fly. I like to fly, man. Okay, want to get a boat? Let's go get a boat. I don't know what's going on.
They could row down there.
The sea shanty folks should stagger down to the Pocket Park when they're done with their sea shanties at Morrison's Irish Pub and join the fun, is what you were saying, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea. So if you want to get drunk and sing some sea shanties, head down to Morrison's Irish Pub. Happens every Thursday. 6 p.m. is the kickoff for that.
Yep.
We got Borderline, 7 p.m. at Fast Eddie's Bone Air in Alton.
We interviewed them recently.
We did, but those are some nice fellas.
They're in the can for people who like to tap into broadcasting terminology.
They're in the can. We will be playing that interview along with a Bonnie Bramlett interview.
Oh, man.
Both of those are sitting in the can because we've had so many festivals that we want to promote what's happening, you know, right at the moment. And the funny thing is, I was going to play the Borderline interview to promote that they're playing this weekend at the VFW at Hopperfest. But once we got Jody, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
We'll play yours later.
They understand that.
I know they do. Acoustic open mic night's happening tonight, 7 to 11 p.m., the Conservatory.
Yeah.
Another open mic night, Ever Heart and Light, 6 p.m. at Baker's and Hale.
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say. Maybe I should say nothing.
No, I'm just waiting for you to kick
maybe
in.
Maybe I said yeah.
Yeah. Or,
no,
yeah.
I'm confusing myself. Not sure what to do.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Hey, I'm going to do the next one since I graduated from CM, which is Bethalto. It'll sound like I'm, you know, tying it in.
There you go.
Anyways, Flip the Frog, 7 to 8 at Music in the Park in Bethalto. That's Central Park.
Go Eagles.
I guess.
I don't. I'm trying to help your team, man. You said you were a CM
grad. Well, I was just trying to think of something to say because the truth is, that's what I was sitting here doing, going, what do I do? I haven't done this before.
This is my first time.
Yeah. It's feeling that way for some reason.
Did you not take your medication before the show?
No, I don't know if I did or not.
Oh, geez.
Probably sunstroke.
I got sunstroke. It's just not getting warm, baby. Yeah, wait till it's 110.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long winter, huh? It's been a long year.
Yeah, well, it's a little different when you're like holding all that equipment and moving around, and, you know.
Yeah.
Sun is sun.
And it is putting out radiation and heat. Thank you for that. All right.
Oh, no. Radiation? Really?
Suddenly it's a science show.
Considered radiation. That sounds deadly.
Look, let's get back to what's happening tonight because I'm losing track of what's happening right now. Grafton Music in the Park is happening tonight. Mm-hmm. Happy to see that going on. 7 to 9 p.m. Jake Weber and the Lonesome Drifters down at Grafton Music in the Park.
All that stuff started up 1st of June, I'm pretty sure.
Love it.
There was one we didn't mention last week that Scott and Michelle's playing this Wednesday, right? The Al Francisco Productions Music in the Park in Granite City. It's on a Wednesday, so.
It's a tough one to remember, and I feel bad, though, because Scott and Michelle sent me a reminder, but it was like 2 weeks ago. It got buried.
Oh, yeah. Well, I had it, so.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I'm glad someone's on top of it.
I remember to mention it because all these music in the parks are firing up.
I'm happy to see that.
You got the Pocket Park going now tonight. Yep. You got Grafton fired up tonight. You got Bethalto jumping on board.
And Fosterburg usually has one, but those are on like a Monday night. I haven't seen that one pop up yet this year. So.
And then we'll have, was the Wadlow statue will do some. I think that's on a Monday or a Tuesday. And they're coming up, I think, closer to July. A lot of people were delayed, you know, because of the whole whatever that thing was.
And you said you were confused. Now I'm confused.
I know.
I just heard you say the Wadlow statue is going to do something. I'm like, is it going to blink?
Dance.
What's he? Is he gonna dance? That'd be awesome, man.
Yep.
Get jiggy with it. A lot of people don't know, but the right now they got the Full Monty's going on up at the Alton Little Theater, getting ready to start, and the real Full Monty, Robert Wadlow, was part of that crew.
There you go.
I don't know if any of that's true. I know it's true that Cabin Fever is going to be at Wiggler's tonight from 5 to 9 p.m., or at least this piece of paper says it's true.
You sure sound like you know what you're doing. Lanny and Julie, 6 o'clock at Big Daddy's in Edwardsville. See, I did one for Thursday.
There you go. Well, there you go.
We're going to go over. That took us 15 minutes.
I know. We got to. Well, let's pick up the pace. I said let's fly. You said let's walk.
I know. I had to fly last week and didn't even get through everything.
All right. Well, let's pick up the pace. Why don't you take off?
We got to fly now?
No, just pick up the pace.
Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals. That was faster. Sweet Talker and Apex Shrine. 8 o'clock at the conservatory, Friday night in Alton.
There you go. Socialite, 2 to 6 p.m., and then All Mixed Up, 7:30 to 11 at Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Of course, they got the pianos at Raging Cajun.
And we've got dueling pianos at the Lovejoy Lodge, too.
Yeah, lots of pianos Friday night. Dustin Coleman at Baker's and Hale on Friday.
We got Mo Pleasure, 7 p.m. at the Moose in Wood River.
Are we going to skip Opera Fest?
Oh, I was going to save it for last.
Oh.
But you go ahead, hit it.
Well, that's why we got Jody Hopper on later.
Exactly. There you go.
For them people who are probably high and forgot to turn on the show at 6 o'clock. You know how that is, right? Anyways.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
Those are our kind of people.
I forgot to turn the show on. What are we talking about?
We got Jody Hopper on later.
Sweet.
About 52 minutes of Jody.
Excellent.
We're going to talk vintage guitars. What else did we talk about? More than Hopperfest.
Which
is an homage to royalty of Jody Hopper.
There you go. And tonight you're going to hear, or tomorrow night you'll hear Jeff McGee from 5 to 6, Agents of the Free 6 to 7, J-Lipe 7 to 8, Flatliner 8 to 9, Power Trip 9 to 10, and Leadfoot 10 to 12 at the, at the VFW in Cottage Hills. There you go.
They were able to like keep their lineup intact the whole time on Friday.
I think that Flatliner might have actually flopped with J-Lite because of a sound situation. But that's all right. Just go out. It'll be a good time. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What else is going on? Jeremy Drake, 6 to 9 at Big Daddy's in Edwardsville. Soul Shine Groove, 7 to 11 at the Moose in Edwardsville. And if you're missing any of these gigs, go to cottonmouth.org. You can find them all there.
Can we stop now? Because that would take care of all of it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, sure, man. Let's do
that. No, because we love our friends that are playing out, and we want to like mention them all.
Like Corey Sathoff. We don't know him. I don't. But he is playing 7 to 10 p.m. at the Outlet in Edison's Core. You want to be my friend, get a hold of me.
We will Swipe know left. Them someday if they get a hold of us.
Spilly Nelson. We know them. Those are our friends.
Yeah.
6 p.m. at Wigglers. That's tomorrow night at Wigglers and Holiday Shores.
Right.
A Bloody Mary contest.
Okay, I'll pause right here just for a moment. All so right. What's going on in Collinsville this weekend is the International Horseradish Festival.
All okay. Right.
And they block off Main Street. They're not having live bands this year on Main Street, but all the bars around are kind of grabbing right. some bands. And the only one I could find that listed bands was Old Herald Brewery in Collinsville. But now you see why Bloody Mary Contest is at the top of the list. And that's all what right. is going on big time in Collinsville. Lots of Bloody Marys this weekend.
All right. And with Righteous Five, 6 to 10 p.m.
This is like a 30-some-odd years it's been going on.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Much longer than the 5th anniversary of the Rocky Mountain Oyster, 7 p.m. at Judy. Sorry, I messed
well,
that up.
Well, actually, it's the 5th anniversary of the cabin at Judy Creek.
Right.
I
was trying to
Rocky
read it
Mountain Oysters are playing at 7.
That is a heck of a name for a band right there. You got to have some Rocky Mountain Oysters to name your band that.
How about Root Digging Nation?
That happened at Patrick's.
9:30 at Patrick's. Wouldn't that tie into Bloody Mary's maybe? I don't know. It's kind of a root.
Maybe.
Right. Scott and Carl, 6 o'clock at the Loading Dock on Friday. Jonathan Baker at Aries, 3 to 7 in Grafton. Flipside at the Yellow Dog in Warden on Friday night. And the Skylark Brothers, they're our friends.
Yep.
8 to 11 at Copper Fire in Belleville.
Jack Tweston's my friend.
And kicking things off Saturday this week, finally, some live music at the Alton Farmers Market.
Yay!
Joshua Grassley and friends, for those playing it at 1.5 speed, which you can do on the YouTube video, right, so you can get through this part really fast and get to the cool part.
Also, we got the Miles Davis Festival, 6 to 9 at the Post Commons in
yeah,
Alton.
And all I had was a flyer on that, knowing that it's going on. I even checked the Facebook page for the Miles Davis Jazz Fest. It was all from a couple years ago. And so I have no idea who's playing, but I'm going to guess NGK
okay.
and probably Tim Jarden, because they're normally...
Okay,
but if I'm wrong about that, hey, it was a guess.
When I
and there was no education to that guess. It was just right. a guess.
Well, you know me, I like to cold read all this and not really prepare. So because I'm lazy, mainly.
It's not Miles Davis playing.
But no, I didn't think that. But I was hired to do sound last year, and then it got canceled. And I kind of thought, well, they would call me again, but I guess not. Anyway, that's all right. Let's see what else we got going on Saturday. Are we on Saturday now?
Yeah, we're on Saturday. We're doing Social Light 2 to 6, all mixed up. 8 o'clock at Fast Eddie's.
Yep.
Pianos again at Raging Cajun, and the links there on Cottonmouth.org. They'll have specifics on that, but they do it every Friday and Saturday.
Right.
Just like live music is always at Morrison's Irish Pub, but they don't really list who. So if you're just in the mood for Irish music, that's always an option on the weekend. Here's one though that. Everyone's going to enjoy who's headed out there to Bakers and Hale and Godfrey, who we commonly get great comments about. But this time, Pat Liston is going to be the entertainment from 7 to 11.
Good food, good music, great music. Great food going on right there. Also, it's the second day of Hopperfest. We got Borderline 5 to 6, 96 Red, which used to be Hive Mind, 6 to 7, J.D. Dunham, 7 to 8.
The word goes wrong here, just
did
so
I?
You know.
What did I say, J.D. Dunham?
No. It's at this point in the list is where everything gets turned around.
Well, let's just say the names of the bands. Unknown and Sailing, The Undecided, Sandwich Band, and Tripwire.
Is that pretty close to
that? That's pretty close
okay.
to
that. Yeah.
Pretty close to the
Just wanted to point that
actual,
out. That's been changing like every other day.
I think it's Borderline, 96 Red, J.D. Dunham, Unknown and Sailing, The Undecided, Sandwich Brothers, and then Tripwire finishing off the night. That is Hopperfest Day 2. at the VFW in Cottage Hills. We'll hear all about that coming up. Then we got Gypsy Soul 9 p.m. at the Pump House in Wood River. We got Scott Logan and Leslie Craig 3 to 7 at the Grafton Winery. The Grand Band 2 p.m. at the Hog Pit in Grafton. The Yacht Rockers right down the road at Loading Dock. They're having up 5 p.m.
This is all Saturday for those just
All Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then we got Fireside, 7 p.m. at the Gold Bar at Rustic's Retreat in Grafton. Mm-hmm. A lot going on in Grafton. Also, our buddies Roaming Home, who are, man, those guys are good. 7 p.m. at the Oyster Bar in Grafton. NGK, 12 to 3 p.m. And then Soulard Blues Band, 3 to 7 p.m. That's at the Aries Winery in Grafton. That is a lot in Grafton.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's typical for them.
Yeah.
You know, even if there's a flood and wipe them out, then they come right back and do this.
I applaud them.
So, yeah, we learned from Grafton.
Heartily applaud
them. They definitely have done an outstanding job of promoting their bands up there, promoting their live entertainment. All the bars are good at that. And that's why there's always a list of Grafton performances. Plus, what a great drive. And just big knock is the traffic. Yeah. I mean, but Grafton's not knocking that.
Anybody knocking that, anybody knocking that, all I got to say is go up to Chesterfield. There's no, there's absolutely no traffic going on up there.
Nice open Flatliner. Road up there, yeah.
Yeah, Flatliner's going to be playing up at Wild Pickens up there 6 to 10 p.m. on Saturday. The Screaming Eagles 3 to 6 p.m. at the Marina at Holiday Shores in Edwardsville.
That's a benefit of some sort there.
All right.
Just FYI.
Strangers Duo 6 to 9 at Big Daddy's in Edwardsville this Saturday.
Blue Marlin, 6 o'clock at Old Harold Brewery in Collinsville, part of that International Horseradish Festival, still going on Saturday. RHB, 7 o'clock at the Cabin at Judy Creek in Glen Carbon. Have no idea what RHB stands for, but that's who it is. Papp, 11 to 2 at the Melting Pot Market in Granite City on Saturday. We did the Blue Marlin one.
And we got Beowulf, 8 p.m. at Roosters in Staunton, Illinois. And then my buddy Jimmy G and his band Worth the Fight, 9 p.m. at the Oasis out in Carrollton. Almost said Carlinville. The Oasis in Carrollton.
We heard things about that place, too. So.
I got friends in low places at the Oasis. I don't know. Jonathan Baker, 3 p.m. And then Long Shot.
No, wait.
At Long Shot Tiki Bar. There you go. And that is Portage de Sioux Mo, just across the river from us there.
I think that's basically the Cabana Bar we talked about in the past.
I think they've changed the name.
Reworded it.
Long Shot
Tiki Bar. A lot of rebuilding during the thing. Yeah.
Confusing me. So let's do a Sunday real quick and we can get to the interview.
Hollywood Duo, 1 to 5 and Cross the Line, 6 to 10 at Fast Eddie's. Cabin Fever, 3 to 7 at Doc Holidays and Cottage Chills. They are starting to book bands again. And trying to do like a Sunday acoustic thing and then rocking out on Friday and Saturday.
Excellent.
Kurt Copeland back up at Uncle Al's for his open mic on Sunday from 4 to 7. Trag Band, 2 to 6 at Grafton Winery. Jake Weber and the Lonesome Drifters are busy all weekend. 2 to 6 at the Hog Pit on Sunday. The Truckers, that's Anthony and Annie, at the Loading Dock in Grafton. Eric Lyslot at Oyster Bar in Grafton at 2 o'clock. Hookie at 1 o'clock at Aries in Grafton. Captain Keach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters, 2 o'clock at the Wow Pickers in Chesterfield.
I like that one.
Dave Horton Country, 4 o'clock at Big Daddy's in Edwardsville. World Powerhouse Wrestling kicks off their once-a-month Sunday performances. Remember they talked about that? This is the first one for the Sundays. Nice. That's at 5 o'clock at the BFW in Collinsville. I believe they're back inside, but it might be nice enough to be outside.
Nice.
I thought it'd be cool to see them outside in that big parking
lot. That would be pretty cool. What else we got? We got John Jarrett Littlefield, 5 p.m. at Patrick's in Granite City this Sunday. Then the Strangers Duo, 2 p.m. at Deutz Village Inn down in Pontoon Beach. We got the 34th annual Belleville Bicycle Poker Run. Mm. That is 1 to 4 p.m. with Scott Marlin at Fridays South in Belleville, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. And Outlaw Opry, 3 o'clock at the Long Shot Tiki Bar in Portage de Sioux, Missouri. We were trying to say that earlier, and we kind of stumbled through that Long Shot Tiki Bar. You tried to make it a band.
Well, they changed their name and it confused me. I'm very easily confused, but
it was a rebuilding year.
There you go.
That's where we'll start referring to it as that. That sounds way more positive than what really happened.
Absolutely.
Right?
We have rebuilt. Let's get into that interview.
The thing went to sleep on us.
Wake up, computer. I'm excited about this. This is going to be interesting to all of the local musicians who ever walked through the doors of Hopper Music and Hobby.
You know, I wonder if anybody made it to the end of the Undecided interview, which to me was the best part of last week's interview, especially because of Scott Robertson, right? He was going on in the early part of the interview about, you know, not wanting to talk, and we were having a tough time. But then, and this is a perfect example, if you're wondering how Jody affects the musicians in this area, watch that video. And the moment she walks in the room,
he won't stop talking.
Yeah.
And he doesn't care that the radio's happening. He's, yeah. He's totally oblivious to the fact that we've been on the radio. Hug,
you know, and that's pretty much how the whole room reacted. Right?
Watch the video. There's points where he's covering her mic to talk to her without it being on the radio, because he's trying to just be, you know. And that's just the way she affects, like you say, yeah, all of us. So,
but a good example.
Yep. Cool. Let's roll into the interview with Jody Hopper, Robert Shaw.
Riverbend Talent brought to you by Alpin Music Company and Mr. Matt Van Boris of CS Insurance.
And our engineer, Alex Honky. I started to say A Honky. We'll say his full name,
yes.
Alex Honky. Sponsored by Mike Kreider of Farmers Insurance. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
And Money Shot.
And the band Money Shot, who is apparently making some money because they're playing all the time.
Right.
Good for them. Speaking of bands playing all the time, have been a lot of bands. We I don't know how many times over the past 4 or 5 years, however long we've been doing this show, we've talked about how this little town has as many musicians as they've got across the river. How is it I travel all over the world? I was just in Louisville 2 weeks ago. Walk down the main street, not a band playing in one place. What's going on in this town, right? But in this town, there's always been, every corner's got a band practicing on it. How does something like that happen in a little town?
Every basement.
Every basement got a band.
In basements,
in it.
Right?
Yeah, and how would that happen? How would all the poor kids of Alton get guitars? Well,
credit.
I know how I got mine.
You know I'm the cause of all that.
We're going to blame one person for the downfall of this society. I believe it's not the downfall, but the uprising of the society. I Jody Hopper is sitting with us. Robert's with us. And any musician my age has gone into Jody Hopper's.
Our older.
Anybody even close to my age, within a 20-year gap probably, 20 years older, 20 years under, walked in there at some point wanting something you couldn't afford. And you walked out with it anyway. And we were all taught about money and how it works. Mm-hmm. Jody and Don Hopper started the store. What year? What
83.
Year was it? 83.
January of 83.
I was going to guess 83 because I knew I was like 12, 13, right?
Yep.
In that area.
Yeah, you
were. Walking home from East Junior High School down
Mayfield.
Down Mayfield. I take Benbow and then cut across and end up on Mayfield. And there's a peculiar man in overalls hammering a sign in a yard that says Hopper's Music and Hobby.
Yeah.
And I said, man, what are you doing there? You sell music? And he said, well, we sell guitars. I said, oh, I want a guitar. And sure enough, I walked home with a guitar that day.
Electra SG.
A beautiful maroon Electra SG with these, like, custom with the inlays. I still remember
beautiful.
It. And I learned a hard lesson with that guitar when I got rid of it. They don't come back to you as easy as you let them go. If you have a good guitar and you like the way it plays,
you better hold on to it.
Don't think, oh, I'm going to hawk this and get it back someday, because somebody else wants it just as bad as you do.
Yep.
That was my first guitar, and it started me on this lifelong love of chasing women and chasing music and chasing a party. All my friends learned how to play real good. I learned how to party and carry a guitar around.
Everybody needs to be something, you right. know.
All the other guitar players needed someone to make fun of. He can't play. I'm better than him.
You know, we'll bring him along for kicks.
Right. If we let him hang out, we all look really good. No, I have always, I look back on that day as a day where I started that musical journey like so many, and I bet after that day you had thousands and thousands just like me.
I have.
Probably most little prettier than me, but other than that, we were talking about it. You were on with us last week when we had the undecided on. We're recording this right after, so it just happened a few minutes ago. But it was last week in Radio World,
right?
And we were talking. It was brought up about how you had all. It was more than a music store. Tom Pullen said, "Oh, that's where we'd go get our head fixed." And he wasn't talking about your guitar head. No. He's talking about your head.
Yeah, we. Like I didn't have nobody to talk to, so who's any better than me? I've been through it all.
You were like the bartender to all of us. Yeah, you just had Cokes in the fridge for us, or root beers. But
well, I couldn't trust all of you with anything else. You were young.
Well, he was young and dumb, and now we're old and dumb. And
we just called it the old music store, like back in the 60s, 50s. We'd talk about whatever. If they wanted to play, they played. If another group wanted to get over in the other corner, they played. You know, just try to show them a little kindness and that everybody's not against them.
Yeah.
Some of them has hard times, you know. This world's kind of hard to live in. And
the struggle is real.
It is. You're so right. And, yeah, I had a few that didn't lead up to what they was. But you always have a few. You know, yeah. I had tons more good ones than I did bad ones. And I could name the bad ones, but I don't.
I'll post it on Facebook now. That says a lot about humanity, though, because it's so easy to flip on the news or even look out the window and go, I give up on humanity. They're all so worthless. I mean, you watch any news channel for 5 seconds, you know, like, people are worthless. You know, but the truth is, if you get down and meet people, there are a lot of really good people, and the TV and just depicts us as all.
Yeah, kids has always been my heart.
Yeah.
I really wanted to own an orphanage, and I realized I didn't have that kind of money. And then, two, I knew I'd never be able to give one up if they got adopted or something. So I thought, I go in the music business.
That's perfect. That worked out really good.
It did.
And you helped just as many kids.
Yep, I did, and I got to enjoy seeing them get happy and, you know.
And I'm sure there were many days when you opened at noon and I was standing at the door waiting for it to open that you were like, why do I do this every day?
No, I didn't. I know one time you was getting a little mouthy and to another person, not me, and saying a few things I didn't think was appropriate. And I said, you either shut up or get out. And he looked at me and he goes, guess I'll shut up.
Back in the scrap days.
That was when I was really young, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I still haven't learned to control my mouth. I still say the dumbest things to people.
We tried to work on that. Some things you just can't change.
You can't fix stupid. You just can't fix stupid.
It's not quite as mean now.
Oh, no.
Just more vulgar.
Right. Well, that comes with age.
Had to still be rebellious somehow.
I think I always had the idea that I wanted to make people laugh, but I've learned that you don't have to be really mean to one person to make two people laugh. You can just be kind of mean to one
person. You don't have to go 100%.
You don't have to go all out on it. Well, you know, I like I say, a lot of good memories of just sitting on the bar stools there and gazing at dreaming of what, man, I wish I could afford that. Oh, you had that great wall when you walked in the door up to the right there that where the stairs were that were all the untouchables. Yeah. Those are the guitars you're never going to be able to. You wish you could afford one of them, but you know, you can save from here to eternity, and I can't afford one of those. It was always so much fun to just sit there and stare at that stuff and go, man, someday
I agree,
I'm gonna have me a
I
strap.
Enjoyed looking at it, too. You know, people didn't, a lot of my lady friends didn't understand. They're like, why do you like this? And I'm like, I don't know. I think they're beautiful.
Yeah.
They're guitars. But they didn't feel the way I felt, you know. And I said, I don't know. I'd rather do this than anything I know. And I really, really enjoyed doing what I did. And I'm happy with the way things turned out. Most people were pleased.
I think most people I know were very pleased with it. And music is one of those things. I think like a lot of parents, my parents specifically, my mom didn't want me getting into music. She didn't want me to be a rock and roller. And it's like, if you don't understand that the music I'm listening to is the best preacher I got going right now. This is what's telling me the truth about the world and help, you know. And I don't think a lot of parents, you know, or people, even people understand how music affects other people. Yeah,
that's
because they're affected by film that way or a book that way or whatever it is, going to church, whatever it is, you know.
The news. Unfortunately,
We were saying it down in Louisville. It was you know, we call it going to church when you go to a concert. This is going to church, baby, because you're getting, and the musicians are up preaching to you.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people don't understand that love of music, and it was nice to have someone in town that not only understood it, but was willing to help us all chase that dream, chase that magic dragon down the street.
That's why I was there, yeah.
So out of all the years that you did it, I can't even imagine, like I just asked Tom and those guys, hey, what's the most memorable gig, best and worst? I imagine it would be hard to pick, like, best moments in all of those years. But there have to be some things that just really stick out to you that, like, I can't believe I got to do that. I can't believe I got to do that.
There was a couple. In particular, I remember a guitar that a guy had been looking for. He didn't buy it from me, but he bought it from a friend of mine that had a store. And he had grown up a lot and changed a lot. And he wanted to get it back because it was his very first guitar. Yep. And his wife called. And she said, I know this is just shot in the dark, but so-and-so gave me this number and said that you might be able to help. And then she told me the story. And I said, I can try. I'll talk to my friends that own stores and stuff and see what we can do. Well, I found the guitar. I thought it was his. I knew it was what he wanted, but I didn't know it was actually his first guitar. And I told him, I said, ship that to me. I need that. So I called and told her, and she said, oh, we'll come down this weekend. We'll come down and get it. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. So Don looked at it, set it all up, you know, and I polished it, made it look good. So they come in, and he, well, most people don't know, but I have a few steps going up to my house in my store. He sat out on the steps and was, and all of a sudden, he turned it over. And he's like, oh, my God, this is my original guitar. We all cried. I mean, it was like, and he had those numbers memorized. Wow. He knew them.
Wow.
And he, it was a happy, sad time. Yeah. I mean, you couldn't help it. He was so thrilled over that.
Sure.
And, of course, she was happy that he found it. Right. You know, it meant so much. And I was just happy that it was the right one.
Not only the right model and right color, but the actual guitar, the same serial number.
And man, I don't know, you won't find that many times. I mean, sometimes if it's been out a year or two. This guy had not had this for 20 years.
Wow.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
I remember when you told me that story.
Oh,
one of the times that
I don't think I'll ever forget that one.
Yeah, yeah. One thing, I got a story we probably haven't told about Hopper's music, and Robert's involved in this. Robert's here. We haven't talked about Robert being here.
Hi, Robert.
So since Scrap hasn't said nothing about Robert being here, and this happened. This story happened years after the shop closed, or at least it was open every once in a while. It wasn't open consistently, and I had a guitar that I was holding on to for one of the members of the back doorman, and someone had broke into my house and stole it. And so the first person I called was Jody, because the guitar had come from her shop. And this is good advice to anybody who gets something stolen. You might want to call Jody. And the reason is, she told me all the pawn shops know that Jody's the person in town that buys collectible guitars.
Right.
So if it shows up at a pawn shop, they're probably going to call her.
They're going to call me. Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So we thought, well, we got to get the guitar back. And we come up with this idea to just let the kid come in, and we'd kind of be hidden in the back room. And that that was Robert and me and a couple of the guys from the back doorman who owned the guitar. And the young man came in, and we slowly creeped up behind him so he couldn't leave, and let him know what he had just done. And you know, the funniest part I remember about it was that he was about to cry. Yeah, and sure. said, don't call the police.
You're lucky. That's what you want to right. be done.
I said, if you look around the room, these are the kind of people that don't call the police. Right. We're going to take care of this ourselves. And then he started crying.
Right.
Yeah. But we got the guitar back. But, you know, that's part of, you know, it's an ongoing legacy because she has collected guitars for the entire time the shop has been open.
That's kind of what I started mm-hmm. with some of my collectibles and some of the stuff Don had that he wasn't supposed to have. You know.
Things he was picking up and not telling you about on the side. Right. How do you not buy a $15 guitar at Works?
I've seen Don has... we went one time and he bought four guitars, and I think altogether he paid $45 for them. Right? And I looked at him and I said, why are you buying that junk? He said, I'll show you. And, I mean, it just looked like something you should have thrown in the trash, you know.
Right.
So we get home, and he said, I looked at him, and some of those parts can be taken off and put on the good part. And this, well, he made two guitars and had some parts left. And he said, that'll give kids a chance to get a guitar for $35, $40. I thought, yep, that's
look
pretty
at
smart.
That. And then, it seems like he saw treasure in that
he
pile
did.
Of junk.
He
saw treasure in the trash. That's beautiful. Because that... You can't buy a playable guitar for $35 or $40, $50, $60. You might be able to get a guitar, but it ain't not going to stay in tune. It's not going to have a straight neck.
Well, that's what he was looking. Good tuners on one. Well, the rest of the guitar was trashed. Good pickup on one, you know.
Yeah. It's, well, we got two good necks, some good pickups, some good tuners. We can piece together some stuff here. That's beautiful.
Yeah. I remember the story you told the first time you were on the air with me about the time that you bought the most expensive guitar that you ever bought and how much anxiety you had the night before going to get it.
Right.
And then the night after buying it, you didn't want
to
leave
it.
I
didn't want to sleep all night. I sat right there with that was $26,000 I paid for that.
Now, what guitar was that?
It was a Gibson L5, but there was only five of them made.
Mm.
And I knew, well, more people was after this. I wasn't even trying to get it. I was in a grocery store checking out, and the girl that was the cashier, her husband traded at my store. Well, naturally, we mentioned guitars and stuff. This gentleman was behind me, and when I went over to bag my groceries, he said, so you, what do? Do you buy guitars or sell them? I said, both. And he said, oh. I said, I never heard of you. I said, well, I just have a very small music store. It's not like out on the streets and stuff. And he said, I bet I have a guitar you'd be interested in. And I said, cool, what is it? And when he said it, it was like I just froze. And I was like...
the Holy Grail.
I'm like, oh my God, this is the one everybody's wanting. And I said, oh, I probably couldn't afford it. And he said, oh, I think you can. So I couldn't get it out of my head. Just kept thinking about it. I gave him my phone number, and I went home, and I told Don, I said, I want that guitar. I can sell it. I can make money on that guitar because in New York, they're brothers. I can't remember the names now, but they buy stuff like very, very, they pay high dollar for everything. But it's usually, like I said, one out of four or something. And Don said, well, I said, well, we have that much in savings, but I don't know if something happened. He said, where'd that come from? We can get more. He meant working.
Right.
So I was so nervous. I probably drank three pots of coffee that night. And I'd get the book and I'd read. Yeah, it has that. It is right. That's the one, you know. So he met me at a parking lot, and we did the exchange. I looked at it forever. I know the guy was tired. He was, and I said, I just want to make sure of what I'm buying. And I kept looking for every little thing that I knew it was supposed to have, and it was all there. And so we exchanged the money. He gave me a bill of sale. And I come home. All the way home, I was scared to death that somebody would wreck me or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get home, and I bring it in, and I told Donna, I said, I bought it. He said, okay. And he never questioned me on anything. If I said I wanted it, he said, that's up to you. You're the one that's. So he come in and looked at it, and he said, a lot of money. I said, it is, and I'm scared to death now. I said, I'm scared to go to bed. I'm afraid somebody will break in. Yeah, he said, nobody knows you have it.
Yeah, right.
Well, that wasn't good enough for me. I slept on the couch right beside it. So
like
the
a new puppy.
So the next, it wasn't the next day, I don't think, but a couple of days after then, my friend was going to Dallas Guitar Show. It's one of the bigger ones, you know. And I told him that I had it. And he said, no, you don't. I said, yes, I do. And he said, man, I've tried to buy that from him. I don't know. I said, I didn't even try. He offered it to me. Well, he comes down, and we both look it over again. And I said, I'm not going to get to go to the show this year. But I said, do you think you could take it? I said, I've already took out insurance on it. And I said, do you think you could take it and maybe sell it for me? And he says, are you sure? And I said, yeah, I've got insurance on it. But I did that every time we went on a road trip. I took out insurance on the guitars. So I don't know. I think he got there on a Friday evening, I think it was. And Saturday morning, he called me and he said, I know you're going to take this offer, but I got to talk it over with you. And he told me, and I said, hell yeah. I more than doubled my money, so I was happy.
Yeah.
That's good advice, though, to if you got something of value like that, to take out insurance on it.
Yeah,
I personally would call Matt Van Boren.
Yeah, right? Me too, because he's one of my guys, yeah.
it got me to thinking, though, like an episode of Pawn Stars, which would probably happen in that store from time to time, that people would bring something in and want to sell it. And what I'm curious about is if anyone ever brought something in and asked you too little for it. Like,
yes,
you know, it's worth more than that.
Yes. I had a young guy that, what was those guitars when they first come out? I can't think of the name of him right now, but he said he had a Gibson SG that he wanted to trade on it. No, he had a Fender Telecaster he wanted to trade on that. And I said, okay, so what were you thinking? And he said, well, I figured if you could give me a little bit on my guitar, I could pay as much as $200 on. And I said, what? You know? And he said, I can't go over $200. I said, honey, another $100 and you can buy it and keep your guitar. I said, your guitar's worth twice as much as mine. Mm. And I said, how do you feel about doing an even trade? And he said, oh, that would be great. I said, I'll even throw you in a hard shell case. Because I knew I was coming out on the... But he had no idea. He had bought it in Germany. Guitars are a dime a dozen. Mm. Amps are $1 million. I mean, any kind of amps you buy over there, you dearly pay for. But guitars, they don't value them like they do the. Of course, they make amps and stuff over there. So.
Yeah, you hear those stories though from time to time where somebody's cleaning out a closet or something, and they don't know what they have. They just pull it out and go, "Hey, it's a guitar. It must be okay. I guess it's a guitar. What's this Gibson thing? I don't know what that is."
Well,
and show up at the shop with it, right?
Yep. I have to give Mr. Art Risby too. He knew I collected Strats. I'd done that for a long time. And he was just a great guy to me. I know some people didn't like him, but I think they just didn't understand him real good. As Robert says, you like everybody. So. But
she even likes me.
Of course they did. He called me up and he said, I think I've got something you really want. And I said, okay, can you tell me? And he said, no, it's going to be a surprise. I said, okay, well, we're closed tomorrow. I'll come over, because it was on a Monday. I mean, that we went over on a Monday. And he pulls this Jazzmaster out, not a scratch on it. Lake Placid Blue with a Lake Placid Blue headstock. I know that don't mean a whole lot to you, but it doesn't sell in it. And it looked like it had never been played. And I said, where in the world did you find this? He said, well, lady brought it in. She said her son wanted to play guitar years ago. Well, it was a 63, so it would have been years ago. And she said, he tried just a little bit and gave it up. Didn't think he could do it. And he said, in a year or two, he went to the Navy or Army. I don't remember which one. And she said, he got married while he was in there, and he's in another whole state. She said, this has been in our closet forever. And she said, my husband and I are going to move into a more convenient place because it's just us two. And he said, he asked her what she wanted for it, which was unreal. And he said, no, I don't want it, but I know somebody that does. And so he bought it for me. I gave $200 for that guitar.
Wow.
So
you couldn't even buy an a Series 10 for that.
Right. I was going to say, you can't buy a cheap little nothing. Well, you got the real deal.
But Art did that several times for me. Yeah. He was a real... And when I first opened up my store, he even told me, he said, if you don't have enough equipment, which we had to spread it way out to make it look like we had something, and he said, if you need something to put on the floor, just come get it. If it sells, pay me. If it don't, well, I'll come get it back.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really decent of him, you know. And sometimes I call him and say, I'm looking for this for a guy, but I can't. Yep, got it. Come on over. Yeah. Yeah. So I really, really appreciated him.
Yeah.
He was a good businessman, and he was a good friend. So.
Well, it reminds me of how much we appreciate you. You know, that's where we got our start, and this is, you know, your beginnings, right. And this guy was helping you, get started. And it's just blowing my mind to think that you needed equipment in that place. It's like we couldn't get rid of all of it. There was
so much.
You couldn't
walk.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, there was only paths between the equipment.
It didn't take long.
The guitars were hanging sideways on the wall. Right. Because to hang them flat, there's no room anymore. Where, like you say, in the beginning, you'd have four guitars hung across the wall, spread out five feet apart.
Trying to make it look like we had more. It didn't take long, really.
And I think in the beginning, Don might even had a few hanging up that weren't really for sale.
They were probably his.
That he just had up there to help fill it out. And I'd be like, what about that one? Now it's not for sale. Like, well,
it better not have been none of mine. Just decent.
Yeah. So we could sit here and talk gear all night long. That's just the kind of people we are. But there's folks listening in, just in case you don't remember Pigpen. This is a radio show. Well, you know, sometimes you forget, and I just wanted to make sure that the reason we are here is because you're having a little family reunion, right? Coming up this weekend, the 4th and 5th of June. And Robert, you've been working your butt off for a little over a year now. I think it was a year ago on Mother's Day that we had a little Mother's Day special for you.
Where
we were on the old Skype or whatever it's called.
Yep. Yeah.
And surprising people with having them pop on the screen there and tell stories.
That was great, too.
Right. Well, at the end of that, Robert put it all on the line, didn't he? He said, we're going to have this festival. And we all kind of looked at each other like, this is new.
It's not easy either, is it? It takes a lot.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. Well, some stuff I didn't expect, but
we were sitting there.
It'll definitely all be worth it.
We were sitting there one day, and everybody has their sad days sometimes, and just tears started coming down my face. And Robert looked at me, and he goes, "What's wrong?" I said, "I just miss the store and my people so much," and he said, "Yeah." He said, "I know you do." And then he looked up and he said, "Maybe we'll just start a fest, you know?" And I thought, "Oh, I'm not. You can't."
Yeah.
So I just want to sit in the store and have people come in here trying to talk to them.
So he started telling me we could do this and do that. And it sounded really cool. And I'm like, yeah, go with it.
It is a blast. And that VFW over the past few years has become a great spot for this to happen. It's a lot of work, though.
Right.
And there are a lot of unexpected things that pop up. But, man, you guys have got a great lineup of old. There's going to be so many people being reunited.
I know. Can't wait.
Kind of my goal, I guess, make it, you know, kind of a little bit for everything. There's every, you know, there's country stuff on there.
Yep.
I mean, run the gamut as much as I could, you know, to super, heavy stuff, which is like, that's my cup of tea stuff.
But, you like the heavy stuff.
Yeah, I always have.
I'm just a,
I'm just a metalhead. I don't know.
Oh, man.
But I try to, I ain't going to get in all that, or we'll be here all night. My musical taste, but...
My store was for all people.
Right.
You were
able to dip into that talent, too, because you had all those connections still.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that lineup that's been put together. We got, on Friday night, we got Jeff McGee starting out.
Yep.
Then Great Agents guy. Of the Free.
Yeah.
I think I heard of those guys.
Yeah.
Then we got Jay Leip coming on, 7 to 8. Flatliner.
Yeah.
There you go, Flatliner. There's a country band like we're talking about.
Who's showing his shirt for folks not watching?
Yeah.
I had one too.
They made me a special one with a V-neck because they know I'm weird.
Well, that's cool. They're great people.
They are fabulous guys. Then we got our old friends Power Trip. I have not seen those guys for a while.
It'll be the first time I've seen them in a while, too.
Yeah, it's good.
They're not playing as much either, so it'll be cool to see them out and fresh, like really wanting to do it.
Right.
Yeah, everybody's hungry to play. And then that Friday night ends with Leadfoot. Man, that's a stellar lineup of local musicians going on there. Like you say, a lot of old faces that it's going to be like old stories going around.
That's just the first
probably
day.
Probably something we don't want to talk about. that's just Friday night.
Yeah.
Saturday night, we're starting right off the bat, 5 to 6 Borderline.
Yeah.
Which I'd have a Borderline shirt on too, but they didn't make me a V-neck. Just teasing
I
the guys.
I bet you get one after this.
I'm just teasing the guys. No, Borderline, another great country band. Then here's a new one to me, 86 Red.
Right.
That's not a new band though, right?
Right. They've been around for about a year.
They've been on the show.
They actually practice in what was the store.
So they were actually on the show with us, but under a different name.
Oh, they were high mind, yes.
They think you two guys are gods.
Yeah.
Boy, did you fool them.
I'm sure you straightened them out on that one.
Yeah.
Well, I told them we'll have to talk about it.
Right.
Dennis ain't a bad guy, but you stay away from that pig pen.
I cannot imagine someone praying to pig pen. I just...
Oh, pig pen, please watch out for me.
They did. They talked to me forever about... And I'm like, I know them guys. And you do? Yeah.
they are good guys. They have changed their name, though. They're no longer Hive Mind. They are now 86 Red, which I believe is going to be an easier name to Google.
Right.
I bet when you Google 86 Red, this band and maybe 3 porn sites come up, and that's it.
Yeah.
probably Russian.
Could be Russian sites. I don't know.
From the 80s.
How come every Russian girl is either a 1 or a 10? You know, they're either just all like super hot or just nothing. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah,
I make all these facts up as I go along.
Them ones are hard workers, though. Yeah. Probably better than those 10.
They're good looking if they just get out there and make the money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then after 86 Red, 7 to 8 is J.D. Dunham.
Right.
Known him for... Since we were kids, always been a player. Then my godson, Unknown and Sailing, that is my godson's band. So they are playing 8 to 9, and that's right up your alley. That's some heavy music.
Isaac Gruen, that's Darren Gruen's
son. Yeah.
Darren Gruen's son, Cottonmouth guitar player.
What's that second generation.
Yeah.
He played drums with us. Yeah, Framley Fest.
Isaac played drums with Cottonmouth in 2019, and now he's back on to guitar and singing, right?
I think we had him on, didn't we? Yeah, we had Unknown and Sailing on,
We try to have all these people, all your family, we try to draw them all in slowly.
Well, that's the only people we know, too.
It's the same family.
If you shop at Hoppers, you're going to be on the show.
So that is 8 to 9 on Saturdays, Unknown and Sailing. Then we got the Sandwich Brothers Band, 9 to 10. Then the big one, we've got the Undecided, 10 to 11. That is a 36-year reunion on those guys, 36 years from when they started. And, man, I know I did my time with that crew. I did enough tours of duty with them to know that that's a fun group of guys and
I'm
good
musicians.
I'm
disappointed that you guys are not playing.
I'm
really hurt over that.
Well, we didn't mean to hurt you. It just hurts us to get together.
Yeah.
We're so far apart.
I know you are.
It's a 2-hour drive down and back.
You got a year to get it together.
Well, okay. Well, we'll see. It took us, 30 years to put out a record?
So. It wasn't,
okay, it wasn't quite
ready.
30, I guess. It was. No, we had some stuff almost confiscated by the police and some things that happened. You know, we had to hide at Jody's house. And I mean, the band members didn't hide there, but certain things were hidden there just to make sure.
I remember this.
They didn't get confiscated.
There was also a bit of a situation with you guys were Butch specifically. I worked with Butch.
We can blame it all on Butch because he cannot defend himself.
He was a bit of a perfectionist when it came to production value, and it's what made him amazing to work with because. Even though, you know, I'd know, that wasn't that great, but that's probably as good as I'm ever going to get it. You know, I'd say, well, I guess that's a wrap, Butch. He'd be like, no, it's not. You're going to get in there and do it better.
That was a harsh album.
A harsh album, but I bet he did a lot of the same thing with you guys, where he's like, we're going to keep doing this until it's right, and that leads to 30
luckily
years.
For us, we were waiting for equipment most of the time, so, you know, that was the excuse, but I'm sure... Unfortunately, he passed before, you know, once we got the equipment, we never had a chance to finish it with him. Alex finished the recording finally, but it took us several years just to get over that, you know.
Yeah.
So.
We haven't even talked about the Honky Boy.
He's sponsored by Michael Kreider, Farmers
You're a professional.
Insurance. Yeah. Also Money Shot. I think they should just take that theme and play it.
There's one thing we got to mention, though, before we move on, because after the Undecided, we got one more band.
We do.
I was saying that's the big band because I'm excited because that's my buddies that are getting back together. But right after that, we got the band Tripwire finishing the night out, and I have not got to see Tripwire yet, but there's a bit of a scuttlebutt going on saying that they have got it down.
They are.
They're good.
So I am looking forward to that. That's going to be...
No. If you don't get your false time rep fixed after Saturday night, I don't know what to tell you.
That's right.
He's going to be tearing it up for at least a couple hours.
Yeah. So he plays with the Undecided and Tripwire, right?
Yeah.
Who else plays with Tripwire? I know they're familiar.
Damon,
right? From Leadfoot.
Killer drummer.
Right?
Yeah.
And then... The one, I don't know the Tenon's first name.
I don't know his first name.
It's one of the Tenons.
He's
right?
What's the singer's name? One of the older ones.
What's the singer's name?
Oh, I knew he was going to ask.
We have a list of them. We should have looked them up. You probably got some strange nickname for him that you can't say on the
air. Is it Terry?
Ron Howard. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, he was Opie. Right?
And then right, yeah. He used to be on Andy Griffith. Later,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's it.
And now he sings Bark at the Moon.
It's really a short walk from one to the other.
Yeah.
You're closer than what you'd think.
He's a good singer.
He is, yeah. Great singer. He's been with several different bands. Dirty Laundry, I think, was one of them. Several different bands over the year.
Yeah. All right. Well, man, that is going to be a heck of a lineup, and that starts tomorrow night. That is out at the VFW in Cottage Hills. You can see the stage basically from 255. They're right at the corner of 140 and 255. If you've never been there and you're driving around looking, just get close to that corner and roll your window down. Follow the music.
You'll hear it.
And you think, well, wow, that sounds really good. That's going to be this going down. And if you are somebody who's ever stepped foot into Jody's,
you should make your way out there.
Yeah, definitely.
If
say
you're
hi.
Just a younger musician who's heard all the older people talking about all us old folks, well, back in my day, for $5, I could start a whole band.
Yeah. Come meet that person.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself. Bring your kids. She'd like that the most.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I've watched it go from them being a kid to them adults and then bringing their kids.
Grandkids now.
We're on the third generation going on.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it the first time we had a mosh pit with the kids of the fans that we had. That was just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Time goes on, man.
Yeah.
Shoot, I shouldn't have said that. That makes us old.
Oh, wow.
I am ageless and timeless. I don't have a birthday. I just stay the same all the time. I mean, I get grayer and my body moves slower. But
I had two or three. They're not worth it.
Yeah. They're
it does seem like it makes you old when you think of how long it's been. But what's really happening there is you're realizing you're not as young as you feel inside. See?
Yeah. Right.
You really feel just as young inside. But then someone brings up how many times it went by, and you're like, that's a lot of times have passed.
I often sit around and look at the group of friends I'm talking to and think, who are all these old people? Why am I hanging out with them? Man?
My sister said that. She said, I look at people that I've known for, and I think, God, they look old. Do I look that old? I said, yeah, sure you do.
I don't look in the mirror, so I don't know that I look this old. I just avoid mirrors and just keep on thinking I'm 18.
I mean, we just had Trinity River Fest, and what was that, the fourth one now?
It was the fourth
already,
wow.
And
I know it.
I remember you guys being at the first one that we made the film of.
I mentioned that.
And that's where your idea started spinning about possibly doing a festival. And then at one point, you were at one of those festivals out there and had to bail out the sound man, didn't you? Have to run and get some equipment.
Yeah, last year at Bushfest, when the stage got rained out. And, they had the equipment and gear all on one stage, but that stage got rained out, and it was it was wet on top, and so they moved it under the fish shack or whatever it is over there. And I was telling my cousin Doug, I said, hey, what you need is a small PA really quick.
Yeah.
And we were trying to figure it out, and Robert overheard it and said, I got it. I'll be back. And, it's those
little things. Jody must have raised you, too.
I've been through every phase with her, so you know what I'm saying, from being her kid this way down, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And she's been guiding you like she's been guiding all of us.
Yeah.
And, it has created the most amazing musical community. I brag on this town everywhere I go. Mm. When people say, oh, I don't really know Alton, Illinois, it's like, you're missing out on a lot of music.
Because that's true.
There's the amount of venues. There's four pages from last week of venues that house music and bands that play.
And actually, we could have filled another one, but you have to quit at some point.
Well, but Dennis puts this together. He stays on this side of the river unless one of our bands are going over to St. Louis or like
Now there are bands. That's hilarious.
A band from this side of the river.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Or that's been on the show, because once again, I'm tying this into how long we've been doing the show now. And what he's talking about is when we first started, we'd look at the list and go, well, that's not too bad. And now we've been doing it for 5 years and we're going, oh my. We had no idea all this stuff was going on, because what happens when you're in a band is you're in your little circle.
Yeah.
And you're playing your normal clubs, right? And then for us now, looking from the outside in, we've been able to see all these bands at little circles, and we brought them in, and they've taught us what's going on out there. And
we've taken all these separate circles and made an Olympic symbol by overlapping them just a little bit. but it'll eventually just become one big circle, you know, is the hope. But that a lot of what goes on around here, we give big props to you and to Don for hammering that sign in the yard that day.
Robert.
She's higher than me. Yeah. I swear. First time we've had anyone on the show higher than me.
angel. She's an angel. That's why she's
higher. I'm a devil. I know.
I've had so many people tell me that.
Well, you don't have to tell them they're wrong. It's all right.
I just have a hard time living up to it sometimes.
Well, I guarantee I speak for all of the musicians out there. We appreciate you. We appreciate Robert. For we appreciate sure. Don and everything that the Hoppers have done.
But I couldn't have community. Done it without you guys either. No, so well, I appreciate all you guys.
You know, you made it easy for us to do what we wanted to do, and then we allowed you to, in the process of us chasing our own dreams, you got to fulfill your dream of helping us all.
That's
which
true.
What a beautiful dream to have.
That's true.
If more of the world had the dream of helping others, this would be, as Louis Armstrong says, what a wonderful world.
I think Louis Armstrong, he's been to your shop pretty, hasn't he?
No, not Louis. Okay. Charlie.
Parker?
No.
Charlie Pride.
Charlie Daniels. Yeah, Charlie Daniels says.
Daniels,
yeah. And the band Fire Hose, not Firehouse.
Yeah, Fire Hose. I remember those. Okay. I got one of their albums, believe it or not. And there's not a lot of Fire Hose albums rolling around. No, I might have got them when they were in town, probably. Because sometimes I get that and I wonder, who are these guys? But I'm going to listen to this.
Well, I went down to open up one morning and I could hear a lot of people talking. Sometimes I'd be a minute or two late.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, that sounds like a lot of people. So I opened the door and I looked and I didn't recognize anybody. And all of a sudden, Darren Gray stuck his head out and he goes, "It's okay, Jody, it's just my friends." I'm like, okay. So we opened it up, you know. And that's who it was. It was the band. And he was going to travel with them. I do believe they were going to New York or something. Yeah,
probably.
And he wanted them to see some of my older guitars. And one of them, he said, "I don't have the money now, but do not sell that." He said, I'll send the money to you when I get home, and you can ship it to me. And he bought one of the more expensive ones.
Nice.
I don't know. The drummer bought a bunch of sticks. They picked up stuff, you know. But I'd like to shout out to Darren Gray, too.
There's a guy that's come from this area and done fabulous with music.
Yes, he has. Yeah. And he's a great guy,
too. We knew it back then, too.
Yeah.
Everybody did. Yeah. They knew he was going places.
If you saw, the early bands or the Dazzling Kilman, you knew that was another level of what was going on in the world in music. He was breaking some boundaries with what was going on.
He was.
You know, with him and teaming up with Blake Fleming. It's like, oh my gosh, now you've got two monsters from the area together. You know, and it just grows from there. But yeah, he's one of the true guys, true players out there and guys that lived it. So
I know someone who's been to your shop, Steve Scorpina from Pavlov's Dog and REO Speedwagon.
Yeah, we're big friends. Yeah.
Our buddy Steve, he's the one who had us get...
Bonnie Bramlett. Boy, was that fun.
Just a lovely person.
Yeah.
Just a lovely person there. So, well, Jody, thank you again. Thanks for coming down. Thanks for all the good times, all the great memories.
We're going to relive them next weekend.
Come tomorrow. We're going to be out of the VFW for the next 2 days. And I'm expecting smiles all around.
I'm
expecting smiles and hugs.
Even Alex is going to be there.
And anyone who doesn't know what's going on, there's going to be music going on stage for 2 days that hopefully will encourage some of you to have sexual relations with each other after the show. I don't know if that's really
the goal. To get vulgar at some point, didn't he?
He shut it down. He had to say something.
He got the interview over. He's like,
I did pretty good. And strapped foot.
Yeah, I know.
I had to.
You were real good.
I just had to be me for a minute. I'm just saying it's going to be a good time. That's all.
Well,
I'm
you
saying.
Just said it. Everybody else was thinking.
That's what rock and roll does. But hey, everybody, get out to the VFW. It's going to be a good time. Everybody who knows Jody, come on and give her a big hug. Give Robert a big hug. You don't have to, you know, give his leg the action I give him, like a dog or anything. But, you know, just give him a big hug, and it's going to be so much fun. I'm looking forward to it, man.
My dad slapped that dog. Robert, my dad slapped that dog that would do that to him, so don't hold back. If he starts that, just whack him real hard.
Some of us like getting slapped.
we got to get him off the air.
We've gone too long. I'm only getting weirder from here on out, just so you know.
Because you're trying to get me started. Tonight, I'm not.
It's going to get real weird real fast.
Old people need our medicine.
Yeah,
I'm overdue by 10 minutes now. Hey, well, everybody get out to the VFW. It is going to be so much fun. Big thanks to Robert for putting it on. It's a lot of work. It's more work to throw a party than what a lot of people think.
It is.
If you don't put money or work into a party, you have nothing. You got a conversation. That's all you got. So thanks
for
doing.
And we don't settle for that.
But no, we do not. We work very hard to throw good parties.
Yeah.
So, well, thanks for all the work you've done to put it together. Thanks for all the work at the store and everything you've done to help everybody out.
Sure.
Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Looking forward to the big...
Love my people.
Looking forward to the big party starting tomorrow. Oh, yeah. So, anything else, Mr. Laird?
No, I guess we mentioned Matt Van Boris in there when we were talking about, you know, insuring your equipment. Right. That's a good idea.
If not, let's say it again. Matt Van Boris.
He's got that little building up there in Jerseyville. It says German on the side of it, right across from Casey's. Just stop in there and have him play you a song.
Nine?
You know what I was thinking is you pull up to that window. He sits like right in there, and you just put a sign out there. Thanks, Matt, for Riverbend Talent. He would love that.
And honk. Everybody just go by with a sign saying thanks for Riverbend Talent and honk.
Yeah.
Wait till you get his attention, then flip him off and go,
no.
Then just
roll
out.
We don't want to forget he's a good musician, too.
He is a heck of a guitar player.
Yes, he is.
And just a good-looking man. Have I mentioned
that?
He's easy on the eyes.
And so when I started the show, I'm like, you know, the first person I'm getting probably is Jody or someone I know to come in. And so I had Jody come in, and we didn't have a sponsor yet, so this is how new the show was. And I'm like, okay, Jody, I'm gonna put your show on the air. Oh, wait a minute, we just got a sponsor, and that sponsor is Halpin Music Company. And I'm like, you know, I don't know if the first show I should do is about your music shop when I have another.
Yeah, it was a little uncomfortable right first. We didn't know for sure.
But of course, it was Jody, and she's like, yeah, just when you get a chance, we'll do it. And I'm like, okay. But once again, that shows you how long Halpin Music has been with us.
And how great those guys are, because they're not uptight about it either.
No.
Laid-back guys.
No,
nice.
I won't call no names, but their bass player Bob strings for me all the time.
No, they are the great guys, great people, and a great place to go get your music recorded.
I honestly remember you guys working together on things. You know, if you didn't have it, you'd tell them to go to Halpin. That's a place
exactly
to go.
What I do.
And I
helped them get back some stolen equipment at one point or a couple of times. They helped me get back some. So
thanks to all those folks.
We're all in it. I mean, we have to get along. I mean, there's enough out there for everybody to sell.
You millennials listening? We used to get along, people. No.
Yeah, really.
Hey, all those folks out at festivals are getting along fine. You ought to come out and check it out instead of watching the news all day.
Yeah, there
you
playing go. That stupid game.
Yep, there you go. So get out, and that starts,
see what live people are like, right?
Both nights, the live music starts at 5 p.m. That's tomorrow night, Friday, and Saturday, going on till late into the evening, and you've got just a stellar lineup going on, so it's going to be so much fun. Thanks again, man. That's all I can say. Thanks to you guys for putting it together. Thanks to our sponsors, Matt and Halpin and Mike Kreider. Bum, 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 bum. For
Money
Alex
Shot,
Honky
Farmers
there.
Insurance, yeah.
And everybody remember, this weekend you have extra homework. You're supposed to what? Get out and support.
Go to Hopperfest.
You're supposed to get out and support local music and art. The easiest way to do that is stop by the VFW. 5 to about midnight, both nights, going to be live music going on.
The history of Alton.
And the history of Alton, right? History music. Of Alton's music right there. Mm-hmm. So I expect to see each and every one of you there on time, children.
I will try.
All right. Thanks a lot, people. We'll see you out there at the VFW this weekend. And next week back here on Riverbend Town, I believe we got Lisa Grislak coming back with the sound bath. Mm. And we might have another special guest coming in, but I don't want to ruin the surprise.
Okay.